Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Entz Auction and Realty, offering a multi-parcel auction Thursday, May 23rd, 10 a.m. in Anadarko, Oklahoma. A total of 13 and a half acres in five tracts will be auctioned off. Structures include office space, large warehouses. There's even a 37,500-square-foot cold storage facility. For more information, call Alan Entz at 405-663-2200 or go to the website entzauction.com. That's entzauction.com.
This newscast is brought to you by BASF Revilock, powerful soybean fungicide that lasts all season. BASF Revilock, constantly innovating.
Hey neighbors, Ron Hayes here with a reminder that it's a great place to get your local farm and ranch news. OklahomaFarmReport.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it's available for you. OklahomaFarmReport.com.
Well, according to the executive director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, Mike Schulte, Oklahoma wheat harvest has started really early this year in multiple locations in southwest Oklahoma over the weekend, with wheat being 10 days ahead of normal schedule. It's being reported that over 100,000 bushels was received between locations at Granfield and Duval. Trucks have also been received at Frederick. Early cutting has started around Temple, Walters, and Chattanooga. Test cutting also taking place around Altus, with some producers hoping to start there this week. Early reports in all locations show test weights ranging from 60 to 63 pounds per bushel. The wheat reported at 60 pounds per bushel was at a higher moisture level, so producers are pretty hopeful as moisture goes down that test weights will go up. Proteins ranging from 11.1% to 12.5%, with more of the proteins on early cuttings being reported in that 11.9 to 12.5% range. Early yields around 40 to 50 bushels per acre so far. Higher yields are predicted on intensively managed wheat. Now, keep in mind that this region has been considered the bright spot of the state for growing conditions this year. The state received a large amount of hail damage in south central Oklahoma last night, with large amounts of hail in other regions of southwest Oklahoma and northern Oklahoma over the past 2 weeks. We'll have you another comprehensive report coming up on Thursday, May the 23rd. Well, harvest has started rolling, as we mentioned, across the state this week. I had the opportunity to sit down with Altus grower Keith Felty, who's also president of the National Association of Wheat Growers, to ask how the wheat looked in Jackson County.
By and large, it looks pretty good. I'm going to say above average. We won't know until we get there. The combine's the true tell, but it looks good. We've not been overly wet, but we've had timely rains, and I think it's got a lot of potential.
Felty went on to say he also believes Jackson County will start harvesting a little bit later this week. Well, some of America's leading agricultural organizations are reacting to the House version of the Farm Bill put forth by Ag Committee Chair G.T. Thompson ahead of that markup coming up on May the 23rd. The American Soybean Association President Josh Gackle believes the legislation will significantly enhance the effectiveness and accessibility of the farm safety net. Sorghum producers say the legislation will reinforce the safety net and strengthen crop insurance and conservation programs. American Farm Bureau pointing out that the conservation and research programs help farmers protect the resources that they've been entrusted with and allow American ag to innovate. U.S. Wheat Associates say the food aid programs and the House Farm Bill ensure that more food will go directly into the bellies of hungry people around the world. And then Corey Rosenbusch at the Fertilizer Institute says the text will encourage greater adoption of nutrient stewardship and conservation practices by growers across the country. While many tools for managing risk exist for livestock producers today, Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, may be a valuable option for you no matter how large or small the operation. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services tells us more.
It's a risk management tool for large producers, small producers, the small cow-calf guy. It's eligible for anybody that wants to have a floor and buy insurance on their cattle.
Give Farm Data Services a call today at 800-579-8164. They are an equal opportunity provider. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.